Lexus.com today.
President Obama is expecting a call, maybe at 3 in the morning, to tell him there's a deal, as his minions are working late into the night. Seriously, there is no budget deal. And it's really not about money when it comes to this government shutdown possibility and the compromise. It's more about policies, primarily abortion and environmental regulations. Those are really the two things at odds between the Republicans and the Democrats. I say enough is enough. We're sick of it all, right? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will zig and zag all over the place. Best water cooler buzz around. You get to throw in your two cents. Raise your hand if you are sick of the budget nonsense. All right, I got my special infrared glasses on, and I can see across the nation and beyond the borders because we have people listening to us in China, the UK, also down under. Thank you very much, Jack. And in O Canada. And a few other nooks and crannies, too. I see some hands. Yes. Coming up, We Can Count. I love We Can Count. Everything's about numbers. So we're going to talk about some pretty big numbers. That'll happen toward the end of the hour. But we have a long way to go and a lot of rubber to lay on the road, if you know what I mean. And speaking of laying rubber, my goodness, 85 miles an hour. That's part of what's being discussed at the state legislature in Texas. How about all of you people listening to me in some parts of Florida where you got some space to maneuver? Would you like to open it up to 85 somewhere? They're talking about doing it, and there's a good chance that this will pass. 85 is, that's just too high. I understand that there are Spartan areas, and the idea is you can, you know, get from point A to point B pretty fast, but boy, something gets in your way. I call them the little clown cars, you know what I mean. You know, not the electric cars, the smart cars. Now, I know everybody in England is going to write me snotty notes about how they're so efficient and great and fabulous, and you can maneuver all around London in your smart car. But you can't do that. And when you know, if you're playing chicken with a giant semi and a smart car, forget about it. Forget about it. And I don't know, 85 and some of these open roads, I think they're going to do it. And then Texas is going to have the highest speed limit in the U.S. Now, maybe some of you have been to Germany and done the Autobahn thing. And they've kind of changed the Autobahn a little bit. I don't think it's, you know, wide open. We all pretend that we're able to just let it rip when we want to. I think there are certain areas where you have to slow down. But you can, I mean, you can haul on the Autobahn still. I'm wondering, what's the fastest you've ever driven a car? I'm talking about just pure power. Fastest I've ever driven a car. 120 miles an hour. Yeah. I can do that again. Of course, it wasn't on a highway somewhere in the United States. It was at a track where I was with a driver, and they were letting us demo their cars. So somebody was with me. You know, in other words, there's two steering wheels. It was pretty raw. Going up the bank, I have to say, I can do the risky thing, but it was kind of wild going through the fourth turn coming out. You may have similar experiences, but I'm just betting some of you guys out there, I'm betting some of you have opened it up on some of these roads. Now, I could be wrong, but I think so. So my question is, 85, is that just too bloody high to have a speed limit? Because then what's next? And will other states who have, especially western states, who have some open road, will they take their cue from Texas and do the same thing? What say you, David in Texas? Welcome to ATN. What do you think?
Hello, El Presidente, Miss Kate.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing fabulous. I am less stressful. But I will tell you this. 85 miles an hour, bring it on. Bring it on. As long as they don't do like they did up in Ohio and a couple other what I like to call communist states for truckers, it should be one speed for everybody. 85 miles an hour, no problem. We can do that. And you know, I now drive a big truck. I gave up driving a bus, which is pretty cool. And speaking of which...
Wait. So you drive... Let's have you speak for truckers, and I know there's a lot of truckers listening. What are you hauling stuff, or what are you doing with your truck?
I'm actually... No. I'm driving a big rig for a company.
Oh.
And it's actually local. And... I used to speed in my bus, but now I speed in a truck. Now, the last couple of days, I think they tried to calm me down a little bit because they have this one truck there that your dog would run faster than this truck. Okay? And that's pretty bad about it, but they're getting me into another truck tomorrow, and I like the other driver's truck really well. It's 13 speed, and it'll do, it says it'll do 130, so. And as far as how fast have I gone, you ever heard of Georgia Overdrive, Kate?
Georgia Overdrive. How fast is that?
Go to any one of these big hills out here in a big rig. Put the thing in neutral, let it row down.
Really?
Yep, that's what Georgia Overdrive is.
Just it pegs all the way off then, right?
Yes, I have been in a truck myself driving it, or even in my personal vehicle. I had this one vehicle that would do 150, and I guarantee you it will do 150. It shows 150 on there. I know for a fact it will do it. So, you know.
Were you worried when you were doing that 150, honestly?
If I'm driving, I'm not worried. If somebody else is driving, trying to do driving even 90 with somebody else in the car or driving, it makes me just a tad bit nervous. But,
I'd be nervous. Now there's the difference too, David.
I said a tad bit nervous.
Yeah. Here's the difference. People listening to us understand this. If you're the driver and you have control, it's a different feeling than when you're the passenger.
Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, now, give you an example, Kate. We had this back up in Oklahoma when I was up there, my parents' van broke down. Okay. It was a full-size van. I had a trailer, and I couldn't get to my truck at that time. So a friend of mine brought their minivan to pull a full-size van down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he did about 65 miles an hour with that thing. Needless to say, the heavy-duty van was destroyed, but he was not smart enough to get it up on the rails, so his vehicle up on the rails so that myself and them and him wouldn't...
Didn't get hurt. Yeah, that's the key. Stay with us.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Are you paying more than you have to for your home loan?
Discover how to take advantage of the lowest interest rates in decades and put money back in your pocket every month. Hometown Financial has been authorized to offer new mortgage rates that are starting a new refi boom. Rates are in the mid-fours. That means lower interest and lower payments for you. Act now to lock in your low rate for 30 years before rates go up again. You never know when waiting even one day could cost you thousands in interest payments. For a free rate quote to refinance or for first-time homebuyers, call Hometown Financial now at 800-526-5399. Our friendly professionals will help you find the loan that is best fit for you to save the maximum amount of money possible. Discover just how little you could be paying for your home. Call 800-526-5399. That's 800-526-5399. Rates might never be this low again in your lifetime. Don't miss out. Call 800-526-5399.
Another weekend here across America and elsewhere. Talking about Texas, just coincidentally, might have the highest speed limit. They're taking a look at that. The state legislature is. So it's a good chance that it might be 85. And, you know, speed and alcohol doesn't mix. Speed kills on highways. And, yeah, I know we're talking about some, it's not all across the board, but we're talking about some of the more desolate stretches. But I'm not trying to be a grandma about it, but I think that 80 is fast enough. And listen, this is somebody who has gone pretty fast in a car before. And I'm sure all of you out there have been in cars and gone fast. You know, for whatever reason, there you had space in front of you or you just decided to do it. We did see on chat, which you can get on chat with us or certainly throw in your two cents on the budget. Who do you really blame if there's a shutdown? 800-259-5791. If you go to americatonight.net, you'll see me. I'm waving, actually, right now. This is radio. So picture in your mind a woman waving, just waving the queen's wave, practicing that wave you learn. So anyway, some of the comments that I see include muscle cars will come back. It's what Jack says in Australia. If this passes, Texas can be responsible for resurrecting the U.S. muscle car industry. And then there are a couple of other people that chimed in about driving and speeding and tickets and, you know, all that kind of stuff and how fast they've gone. Jack also said he did 135 miles an hour. That was the top speed. I got to remember that Georgia Overdrive. Whoa, Georgia Overdrive. I just don't want to be in the car squished among people if somebody's driving 85 and then they broadside you. I was with someone the other day and a car kind of swerved around and it didn't come that close. But the guy I was with said, "Oh, that's great. I'm on the kill side." Like, wow, they call it the kill side? Yeah, I'm on the kill side. I'm on the passenger side. So forget about it if you're talking about 85. And here's the thing. It's not so much the 85, but 85 means you're going to go faster than 85 means you're going to go 90, maybe 95, maybe 100. Some kids, something else gets in the road. I mean, who knows what kind of disasters are awaiting somebody who tops out at 100 and whatever, and then suddenly the road isn't empty, right? Let's find out what the idiots on the Hill have to say about the budget. Right now, it is about Republican and Democrat lines in the sand and, oh, what are we going to do? And, you know, really, I'm sick of hearing the word shutdown. The two worst words from the last 2 weeks in many of the stories that we've been talking about. What are the two worst words? Shutdown and stalemate. Stalemate. I hate that word. Stalemate. There's been a stalemate. That means somebody wasn't strong enough to bop the other guy over the head. And that's when we're talking about Libya, by the way, with stalemate. And shutdown, of course, is the government. So quickly, here's Senator Thune's take on the budget and Senator Cardin. As you can imagine, Republican, Democrat, two different points of view.
Every single day, we add $4 billion to the federal debt that we pass on to future generations. We are borrowing over 40 cents out of every single dollar that the federal government spends. We'll take in $2.2 trillion this year, spend $3.7 trillion. That's $1.5 trillion in deficits in a single year. Speaker Boehner got a standing ovation when he informed his caucus to begin preparing for a possible shutdown. But what really worries me is that perhaps the design here is really to close the government. That's what the Republicans want.
Obviously, it looks like we're pretty much going down the lane of shutdown. Already in Washington, this is when they're waving the white flag. They're talking about what's going to happen if the government shuts down, putting in play certain things, separating the non-essential from the essential and letting people know. So they're already doing that, bar some last-minute decision to compromise and keep it open. And, yeah, that's not happening. Don in Wyoming, you have the floor. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. You try to sit there and say that they want to raise the speed limit in Texas to 85?
Yes.
Those muscle cars, what kind of gas mileage do they get?
Terrible.
You know, those rednecks that sit around on the weekends and they call it NASCAR and they run around and drive around in circles just to try to prove who's faster than the other, mm-hmm. How much fuel they're burning up. You know, it's not a matter. It's kind of like when people leave lights on, Kate. You know, it's like leaving a light on in your bathroom by accident or something like that in your basement, you know. It's not going to bankrupt you. But the point is that you're wasting electricity. You're just wasting a resource. You know, maybe not that much. It doesn't cost that much to generate electricity for one light. You know, but you're just wasting the, you know, it's, you'd be amazed how many, you know, I drop off flowers in stores at late at night, you know, so they have them the next day. I go in and the lights in their back rooms are open on, you know, and I'm just sitting there thinking there's nobody here working. There's nobody in the store, you know. And the lights are just burning for no reason at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my point. It's the waste that this country has and this lifestyle that we have. You know, well, let's fly down the interstate at 80 miles an hour and, you know, get 10 miles a gallon in my car. But that's okay because I'm only paying $4 a gallon and I can afford that or whatever, or $3, you know. It's just, it's not an issue of whether you have the money to pay for something, Kate. It's a matter of, are you wasting it? You know what I'm saying? Are you using your resources for what they actually need? Many people leave their computers on at night. Why need you to leave your computer on? You'll still get your internet messages the next day when you turn it on.
You know what? You know what's interesting? I forget what it's called, but if you leave things plugged in, like coffee pots and computers and lights and all that stuff, there is some electricity, they say, that goes through there, and you, it does, you know, it's like adds $20 or something to your bill. If you unplugged all that, you would save an extra $20. Well, you times that times 12, and there you go. There's some money you would have found. Although, Don, suggesting that NASCAR is just a bunch of rednecks burning up fuel, are you suggesting we do away with the great sport of NASCAR?
Whatever, Kate. People get, you know. So, you know, I guess something the same thing. Some guy would sit there and say 10 guys running up and down the court throwing a ball in a hoop with all the lights and everything on is a waste of energy, too, you know. So, you know, my point is, Kate, in the 20 bucks and saving 20 bucks times 12 months is $240 a year. Yeah, you're saving money by turning. It's not the money that's the issue, Kate. It's just the concept that you're wasting electricity, you're wasting resources.
Sure,
resources
I agree.
That wouldn't have to be generated, you know, which would leave them in the ground longer for the future generations.
Yeah.
And we're talking about this national debt. Kate, I don't know if I ever told you this once before or not, but let's just take a quick analogy. Let's say that you and your husband, you had five kids or something like that, okay? And you just, you know, you just decide, hey, you know, my kids are gone. We got all this money. So we're going to buy Mercedes, or we're going to buy a yacht, and we're going to buy this, and we're going to buy a vacation home. Okay, and you owe all this debt and everything, and then you die. Let's say you owe $500,000 in debt when you die or something like that. I'm just using round numbers, okay?
Right.
And those creditors come to your children and say, okay, you guys got to pay these bills for your parents now. They're gone, but they still owe this money, and you got to pay for it. Would that be fair to your children?
No.
What do you think this is, this $14 trillion?
Oh, I agree.
Generation, my generation and your generation and the generation that's coming are spending, we're letting these idiots in Washington, you know, sold their souls to the devil to get there, run this deficit sky high to where this country owes $14 trillion, and we keep hearing this, oh, we're just passing it on to our children and our great-grandchildren and their children and all that. Who gave us the right to do that, Kate?
Absolutely. You know? That's the problem. You cannot... There is, you're not paying anything forward except for a bunch of trouble. Don, thanks. Have a great weekend. Coming up on the flip side, Don brought it up. Speaking of saving, we're going to mix that into We Can Count. Hang with us.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sightglass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
We can count. And we got to dig deep if we want to go party with Obama. Check this out. He must have some wealthy supporters, because President Barack Obama's supporters are being asked to put their money, they say, where their mouth is. Check this out. Tickets for a fundraising dinner this month in San Fran are going for $35,800. That's a person, not a couple. What would you get it even for a couple? $35,800. I can barely get the number out. I'm so stunned. So, yeah, what can I do with that money? It's the San Francisco Obama Victory Fund Dinner. That's what they're calling it. April 20th. And it's part of the re-election campaign kickoff. He's also going to do the same thing in L.A. and Reno, Nevada as well. And part of the schedule includes a jobs event on the day of the fundraiser. The dinner is set at the home of Mark Benioff, who is the chairman and CEO of Salesforce.com, if you've ever heard of that. It's, you know, it's a big company. And there's about 60 people that get to go. They're being told that Obama will visit each table and speak individually to each person, and a photographer will take a picture. Those who can't pony up that kind of money, there's another thing they can do. They could go to breakfast in L.A. at the St. Regis Hotel for a mere $5,000 to $10,000. If you pay $10,000, if you pay $5,000, you just get your little slimy eggs and you get to woohoo, clap and jump up and down and listen to the president speak for a few minutes. If you pay $10,000, you get a picture with the president. The low ball event is at the Masonic Temple in San Francisco, and they've got tickets for $25, $1,000, and 2,500. They get nothing. They get a Skype of the president in his hotel room. That's just crazy. Crazy money. $35,000. Wow. They don't even get a swag bag for that. Okay, let's move on to something else. Speaking of the president, boy, Donald Trump is determined. Some people think he's off his rocker. Other people think, well, yeah, pound this into the ground. Trump actually sent a birther team to Hawaii to try to find his birth certificate. So now a new poll comes out. 24% are saying Obama is not born in the United States. And you're starting to see the billboards pop up more. Where is the birth certificate? So that means 4 in 10 voters think there is actually a little reason to wonder whether the president was born in the U.S. 1 in 4 think he absolutely wasn't. Only natural-born citizens, of course, can be the president of the United States, according to our Constitution. So there are, by the way, 40% that think they're, that those that think they're wondering whether where he was born and that this justifies the actions of the birthers. But most Democrats, 74%, almost half of the independents, that's 48%, that's a pretty big number, think the birthers are nutty, nutty conspiracy theorists who have nothing better to do with their time. So 29% of Republicans and 24% of Tea Partiers say the same thing. How about that? All right. Those are numbers. The Trumpster, he's on the case, trying to see what he can find out about the president and where he was born. Let's move on to yet another big number for We Can Count. I know all of us were uptight about Libya and how much it was going to cost us, because after all, we are bleeding. Didn't we just have this conversation? We have no money, really. We don't. We haven't solved the budget crisis, because it is a crisis. It's stupid. It carries over 6 months. These band-aids are ridiculous. So check it out. We've spent $608 million on the Libyan crisis so far. It's actually a little bit more than that. I heard it was closer. They just didn't want to verify. Closer to $700 million because of some other things that have been kicked in. And the costs just keep going up. Now there's conversation about boots on the ground because there's a stalemate. And boots on the ground would be NATO. NATO is the United States. What, you think the United States isn't part of NATO? Of course. All of you are so smart. You know that. That means we will be deploying some troops, however many, even if they, if you want to call them NATO forces. It's just a different stripe, but basically the same thing. This is shocking. Imagine for a second that your grandfather, grandmother, or great-great-grandmother that you had heard stories about, you would go occasionally and visit the gravesite. Imagine you show up one day and nobody's there. I mean, cemeteries are lonely places, but I'm saying nobody's there. You can't get in. That's what's happened in a historic cemetery in Philadelphia. It's 156 years old. It's closed. There's about 80,000 people buried there, and the people have no idea what's going to happen. Here's the deal. It's Mount Moriah Cemetery. It's on Kensington Avenue in southwest Philadelphia. I've actually been there a couple of times. It's about 54 acres or so, and there's a creek by it called Cobbs Creek. The reason I was there, it was a very popular place for veterans and some famous politicians, but also Betsy Ross. And that's why I was there. I was there with a camera crew one time, a very long time ago. So, of course, Betsy Ross, her remains were exhumed in 75 for reburial at the Betsy Ross house right before the bicentennial. Right before the bicentennial, they did that. But this cemetery suddenly is closed for business, pardon the pun, funerals, burials, any of that kind of thing. No groundskeepers, no staff. Website doesn't really say anything. There are people that are trying to take court action against the cemetery, but there's disputes who owns the site. Is that crazy? So what, somebody just walked away from it? I don't get it. And I'm telling you, try to think, who are the known people? Okay, how about this? John Whitehead. Ring a bell with anyone? I gotta say, I didn't know who it was. But he is a singer known for Ain't No Stopping Us Now. You know that song. Ain't no stopping us now. Like, I'm getting terrible. And disco era wasn't really my era. So it was just a tad. Wasn't that in between? So anyway, that was a big hit in 79. He's buried there. Also, a naval officer during the War of 1812 who served as second in command to Captain Oliver Perry during the Battle of Lake Erie back in 1813. His name's Duncan Elliott. He's buried there. There's also Horatio Connell, a former sheriff of Philly County and a member of the State House of Representatives that had a lot of legendary tales. It's one of those, it's an urban graveyard with a lot of history. It's like the cemeteries that were in Paris. How, if you've ever been there, if you've been to France and you've been to Paris and you've gone through some of the cemeteries, you know what I'm talking about. I just think it's crazy that nobody got any notification. I mean, nothing. There was like nothing posted. All of a sudden it's like, this place is closed so well. Sorry about that. Yeah. One last one for you. I forget where I found this, but somehow I was reading an article a couple of days ago, and then I looked it up again because I thought maybe I'm just reading something. Maybe I'm reading something wrong. But how about this? The United Nations is really kind of in hot water in a way, shockingly. It's sort of like the untouchable organization, right? But they have been instructing the top officials there that they have to slice their budgets. And the reason why is because if you look at how many people are employed there, you know what the payroll is? 489 people are on the payroll. It has one of the top payroll schedules of the U.S. government's executive branch. It's like right there. It's got the same number. That's pretty high, isn't it? And here's the deal. The average salary of the officials on the five levels of the U.S. executive scale, which the U.N. would be on that, $162,111. That's how much. And U.N. paychecks, by the way, are boosted beyond whatever the salary scale shows on the books because they do a post-adjustment. So they shift the numbers based on the cost of living, where they work, all that kind of stuff. You know, depending on where it is that they are. The headquarters in New York or some of the other places. But here's the issue. In most places around the world, they pay no income taxes. For U.S. employees of the U.N. who have to file U.S. income taxes, the amount is repaid out of a U.N. compensating fund. So if you work for the U.N., you do not pay taxes. Wow, that'd be pretty. New York, 162,000, not bad. Not having to pay the taxes. So now they're talking about, we got to pare down these budgets a little bit. Yeah, right. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to fill in the blanks plus check the emails.
Here we go. The spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, 'cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
That time is tick, 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 ticking away when it comes to the government shutdown. So if you work for the government, you better check to see if you're essential or not. Probably your office has already told you what's going to happen. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast, and everywhere else outside of our borders where they can get us. And, of course, they can get us. Everybody streams, and we stream. If you go to americatonight.net. I was thinking kind of an interesting thing. I would be curious, and I used to have somebody that worked on the Hill. I'd be curious to see what in this, in the kind of the downtime of the finger pointing, since 27% of what's going on there is blaming the other person, blaming the other party, blaming them on the policies, whatever it is. So I'm kind of curious how many senators and Congress people are doodlers. Are you a doodler? You know, when you're at work and maybe you're an accountant, you're a lawyer, you're a janitor, you're a truck driver, you're a DJ. You're a DJ, you're a doodler. But how many people listening doodle? You know, they say you can tell things about a person when they do that. When they constantly, you know, draw things on their papers and you look down and then you see, oh, look, a little spacecraft. I see. I seem to draw people, you know, like stick people and beyond. And then sometimes islands. So I've got islands on my mind. We're going to have somebody on to interpret doodling. So start to look at what you're doing and send me pretty much what your doodles are. Just tell me what it is that you doodle. And maybe we'll have that analyst tell us about yours. That would be fun. We need to lighten the load a little bit here. So tick, tick, couple of new meetings during the day. Harry Reid, Senator Reid, House Speaker John Boehner, no agreement, just more maneuvering, and questioning who will get blamed if there's a shutdown, and how long will the shutdown go, and who are the essential and non-essential people. But the two sides are pretty far apart, let's face it. And the thing that's interesting and maybe surprising to some people, it is a little bit on the numbers, but if you dig deeper, it's not completely on the numbers. There's some issues that are part of this. And one of them is the abortion issue. Senator Chuck Schumer said that they've got a consensus on the right level of budget cuts and where they should come from in a deal to keep the government running. But he said that the House Speaker, Boehner, keeps moving the goalpost in budget talks. And Boehner disputes that. He disputes his claim and also Harry Reid's claim that they've agreed on a base number for spending cuts and they're only squabbling over unrelated policy. And that's what it is. The Republicans focusing on an abortion-related, they call it policy rider. Bottom line is, they can pick out an issue, they can say that that's what it is, they can talk about the numbers, but they're not anywhere close, unless they put some kind of a band-aid over it. So, the white flag, I think it's surrender time. I think that the government closes for a couple days, but then it closes for a couple days, so what does that mean? That the focus is just on rolling up the sleeves and getting it done? They couldn't get that done in 6 months? Not so sure. By the way, what the new polls are showing is with voters, you know how I'm poll happy. So whenever I can find a good poll, I'm going to tell you about it. That's just how we are here. So with this possible government shutdown escalating, the polls are saying that voters, you're a voter, I'm a voter, the voters are increasingly angry over the political games that are in front of the budget cuts and a deal to fund, you know, the federal programs. And it's interesting because I would say, no kidding, really, you think so? Listen to talk radio and you'll hear it pouring out. So in a study, and I talked about this a little bit, but I'm going to flesh it out a little bit more for you. In a study by Harvard University, a professor there named Gary King, what he showed was that of all the news releases that were coming out from the Senate from 2005 to 2007, and this was printed, and I did mention it in the Washington Post the other day, members of Congress are spending more time, a big chunk of their time, just taunting people across the aisle. And it's showing up on this Wall Street Journal NBC poll because 2/3 of Americans, or 63%, believe the nation is on the wrong track. 63 is a pretty big number. I'd say almost everybody who listens to America Tonight feels that way. Whether their political stripe is Republican, or they call themselves something else, or independent, or Democrat, or whatever. I think a lot of people think that. And that's compared to 28 who think the country is headed in the right direction. So that's pretty negative. I mean, there's a dark cloud that's hovering around 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And if the government is shut down for any length of time, how much money do, you know, this is more money. How much money is lost? Not like, okay, there's a shutdown, we're not losing any money. I mean, come on. All right, let's go to Greg in Kansas. Hey, Greg.
Hello?
Hello, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want, I heard you talking about the speed limit in Texas. I just want to tell you a little story.
Yeah, let me hear.
I grew up in Texas, and a good friend of mine, he's a state trooper down there, and he'd been on the force, you know, a couple of years, and another trooper was doing stationary radar between Houston and San Antonio, and his radar lit up 180. He's like, I can't be right. So he recalibrated, lit up again 180. About that time, this car comes screaming by him. He knows he's not going to, you know, outrun him, so he gets on the radio, calling some troopers up ahead and stuff like that. Well, he starts off after him. He comes up over a hill, and the car is pulled over. So he pulls up behind it, and he gets out, and it's a Lamborghini, and the doors open up, and this guy gets out in cowboy boots, blue jeans, no shirt, and a hat, and sunglasses. And it was Ted Nugent. And, you know, trooper starts questioning him and says, you know, where are you headed to and all this? And he told him, he said, well, this isn't adding up. He said, you know, if you were, you know, this far along in your trip, you'd have had to been doing over 200 miles an hour. And he said, well, I was doing 220, and the road got a little bumpy, so I had to slow down to 180.
That's pretty good.
So you know, and, you know, some parts in Texas, yeah, they can handle 85 or more.
So. Yeah, because of the open spaces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But here, you know, people, you grew up in Texas, people drive fast in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They do. You know, that was one of our big things in high school. Somebody gets a new car, we take it out and see how fast it'll go, you know.
Open it up. How fast can this go?
Exactly. And the cars we could afford back then were the ones with just the lap belts, you know, no shoulder straps or anything like that. And the back seats didn't have any, so you're just sitting back there going doo-doo-doo. So, no.
Can you imagine? Now, let me tell you, they catch you now, though, and you're speeding. You get one incredible ticket. If you're like a ridiculous amount over the speed limit, they may even cuff you, but you are getting a big, fat ticket. So fair warning to anyone who, you know this, you start to open it up too much, be careful where you are. Thanks, Greg. Appreciate that. Wow. I know the temptation, because I can't say that I'm light-footed. I've been accused of having a lead foot myself, where all of a sudden I look down, headed to the Jersey Shore, or I'm going from New Jersey to Florida. It's like, whew, this trip was supposed to be a couple days. How did I get here in just 5 hours? I don't understand.